Can we recite additionally narrated adhkar in the prayer?
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
Yes, there, the adhkar within the prayer are related from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we recite them because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited them. Right? So there is merit in them, and however, the Imam does not elongate their prayer because that is against prophetic teachings. So the Imam recites just the tasbihs, and they might add a little bit to that. Right? So they recite the three tasbihs, maybe a little more, in order for the followers to be able to follow. But the follower, after doing the three tasbihs, you know, saying Subhana Rabbil Azim three times or Subhana Rabbil A'la three times, because those are emphasized sunnas, after that, if there's still time, they can make dua or dhikr, both in ruku' and prostration. That is good to do for the follower and the one praying on their own, even in the obligatory prayer, and it is recommended. It is mustahab in one's voluntary prayers, in one's sunnah and nafil prayers, and particularly in night prayer, because that's where it is narrated the Prophet ﷺ did these adhkar more regularly, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's nothing wrong with making dhikr in one's ruku' or sujood, and rather one should learn the adhkar related to ruku' and sujood so that one can enrich one's prayer. Right? And even the, you know, Hanafi manuals such as Nur al-Idah tell us about the rulings related to these adhkar and so on. So one should recite them. And that's one of the benefits of learning fiqh, because it gives one clarity about one's religious practice.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.